This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another active week for lawmakers.
Senate Bill 266.
Missouri senators spent most of Monday afternoon on Senate Bill 266. Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this measure would establish provisions relating to assessment of virtual school students.
In a virtual setting in public school systems to be able to take assessment tests to make sure they are not having to drive all over Kingdom Come to go to take virtual tests.
During discussion, talk turned to charter schools. Senator Carla May of St. Louis then added an amendment.
Of having charter schools in their district, but they voted for them to be in my district. Now they're trying to stop me from regulating my district? I don't understand that.
She later withdrew her amendment. Monday evening, Missouri senators gave Senate Bill 266 preliminary approval. On Thursday morning, the Missouri Senate sent Senate Bill 266 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill number 166.
Education was also the focus on Tuesday afternoon. Senator Curtis Gregory of Marshall sponsors Senate Bills 166 and 155, legislation that seeks to require public schools to develop cardiac emergency response plans.
To put AEDs in schools and that schools have a cardiac emergency response plan in place.
If this were to become law, it would take effect at the beginning of the 2026-27 school year. During discussion, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City added an amendment that would add charter schools to the list.
Charters, they're under a different statute number. Would you have any objection to making sure that we delineate that so that we make sure our charter schools understand that they have to do the same thing?
Missouri senators then gave Senate Bills 166 and 155 first-round approval. Thursday morning, they sent Senate Bills 166 and 155 to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
And I ask that you recognize the senator from the second for motion.
Wednesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to Senate Bill 54. Senator Nick Shore of Defiance is the sponsor. He says this measure would create provisions relating to cannabis.
If we are going to allow Missourians to use these products, it must be kept out of the hands of children, done in a safe manner where no heavy metals, pesticides, or other carcinogens are contained in these products.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator May talked about different entities that are at work here.
The businesses that's been operating under the Farm Bill. And then we have some nefarious operators, of course. You have that in everything.
Senate Bill 54 has again been set aside for future consideration.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. And
committee hearings also continue. Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City sponsors Senate Bill 710, a measure that would modify provisions relating to sports complex authorities.
They would establish a sports authority in Clay County, with the structure of the sports authority being modeled after the one in Jackson County.
Senator Gregory sponsors a similar proposal in Senate Bill 713.
A recurring conversation, amongst other things, but the one that was very evident was, what are you going to do to help keep the Chiefs and the Royals here?
Both senators presented their legislation to the Missouri Senate Local Government Elections and Pensions Committee on March 31st. A week later, the panel combined both bills and voted them to pass, meaning Senate Bills 710 and 713 is now ready for full Missouri Senate discussion at any time.
4 p.m.
Right, you've heard the motion by the...
Only 5 weeks remain in session.
That motion.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.